Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Pedalit. So in the previous daf, we discussed the case of a common area between two chatzeros that had not joined together in a single Erev. One of the chatzeros uses the area by lowering items into the area. The other chatzer uses it by raising items up into the area. Rav held that neither chatzer may use the area on Shabbos, while Shmuel held that the chatzer that lowers items may use the chatzer. Almost the entire daf today was dedicated to going through four proofs as to which opinion is correct. First raya, Tanan, Anshei Chatzer v'Anshei Merpes Shachov Lo Yirvu. Our Mishnah said that if people in an upper story and people in a chatzer didn't join in a single area, the people from the upper story can use an area that is 10 tefachim high, even though they use the area by lowering items, and the residents of the bottom chatzer use the area by raising items onto it. Seems to be a clear raya that Shmuel is correct, that it belongs to the people who lower items. So the Gemara defends Rav. Kadam Ravuna Lo Sanadarim B'Marpeses. The people in the upper chatzer don't live above the Marpeses, but in the Marpeses. So that the 10 tefachim high mound is less than 10 tefachim below the upper story. This way the upper story uses the area directly, and that's why they can use the area on Shabbos, because it's not bishulshul. It's like they have a Pesach. When the Mishnah says that if the mound is less than 10 tefachim above the ground level of the lower chatzer, and also less than 10 tefachim below the upper chatzer, that the lower chatzer can use the mound, it really means not that the lower chatzer can use the mound, but that both have equal shtamshus, and therefore with no Eruv, neither of them are allowed to use it on Shabbos. When the Mishnah goes on to say that if the mound is more than 4 tefachim away from the upper chatzer, even when it's more than 10 tefachim tall, it is lachatzer. The Mishnah means that neither the lower nor the upper may use it. When it says lachatzer, it means that the access that the lower chatzer has to it is equal to the access of the upper chatzer, and therefore nobody's allowed to use it. Second raya is chulias habar v'asalash en gvon asar l'marpeses, a pile of dirt around a pit or a rock that's 10 tefachim high can be used by the people in the upper story, even though presumably they can only use it by lowering things into it, which is another clear raya to Shmuel. So Amar Rav Huna lo sana darim b'marpeses. Rav Huna answers, maybe the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the area is within 10 tefachim of the upper story, so they can use it directly. Even though the depth of a pit will necessarily be more than 10 tefachim away from the top chatzer, we might be speaking about a pit full of tevel produce, untithed produce that cannot be moved on Shabbos, so the surface of the contents of the pit are less than 10 tefachim from the top chatzer. Even after teaching that a rock within 10 tefachim of the top chatzer can be used by the top chatzer, it still teaches the example of a bar, because we might have thought that we won't allow usage of the bar filled with tevel produce out of concern that zimnin demalia peris mesukanin. Sometimes it'll be filled with already gemeistered produce that can be moved on Shabbos, leaving a depth of more than 10 tefachim from the top chatzer, so come tell us that we're not gozer in any such case. Third raya, Tashma, the Bryce says that a ledge protruding from the bottom 10 tefachim of a wall that's shared by an upper and lower chatzer can be used by the bottom chatzer, and a ledge protruding from the upper 10 tefachim can be used by the upper chatzer, implying that if we're more than 10 tefachim away from both the bottom and the top chatzer, it cannot be used by either chatzer. A clear raya to Rav that when one uses it by lowering items and the other uses it by raising items, neither can use it on Shabbos. Amr Rav Nachman, Hacha Bekosel Tisha Aser Askina. Rav Nachman answers that we must be speaking of a 19 tefach high wall, where any ledge is always going to be within 10 tefachim of either the upper or the lower chatzer. And finally, the Gemara says, Tashema. The Braisa teaches two balconies, one above the other, and the upper balcony has a 4x4 tefach hole in it, with a 10 tefach partition coming down from it. Neither people on the top balcony nor people on the lower balcony can use the hole, since the upper balcony uses the hole by lowering something, b'shulshul, lower balcony uses it by raising something, b'zrika. It's a clear proof to Rav. So that it's also for both of them. So the Gemara gives two terutzim to defend Shmuel. Number one, Amar Rav Adbar Rav Abibon Nei Tachtona Derech El Yonah Lamalos. The case is that the people on the bottom go up to the top balcony to fill their water, which means that when they actually use that hole, they both use it b'shulshul by lowering something. So even Shmuel agrees that it's awesome for both in that case. And the second answer, Abayi Amar Kagon Dekayamin B'toch Hasara Da Adadi. Abayi answers that the balconies are less than 10 tefachim apart from each other, so both balconies have normal access to the hole, and that's why they are both aser. We may have thought that since it's slightly more difficult for the lower balcony to use the hole, it should be mutter for the upper balcony. So the Braisa teaches that since neither is more than 10 tefachim from the hole, it's shared and therefore usser for both. Abayi brings a raya that when they are less than 10 tefachim apart from each other, it's usser for both to use the area, regardless of whether it's easier for one area to use it from a roof that's near Rosh Hashanah and a temporary ladder. Regardless of whether it's easier for one area to use it, and his raya is from a roof that's near Rosh Hashanah, and a temporary ladder between the second story and the roof won't make the roof mutter. presumably because the area beneath the roof and the Rosh Hashanah are within 10 tefachim of each other. So Rav Papa rejects this raya, because maybe the roof can be used directly by people in the Rosh Hashanah who try to put their hats or scarves down on it, which would mean the Rosh Hashanah in the upper story use the roof with equal access, with equal ease, making it completely different from Abaye's case, where one area uses the questionable space with more ease.